Blog Talk Radio. Enjoyed the success song's original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
All right. Hey, good evening. Good evening. Yeah, hey, this is Baba Jahi, Home Base Business 101, and just a little short note for the day called A Thought for the Day. And again, you know, we always play our theme song. It's my time. We want to thank Mr. Paul Hoffman for that wonderful song that he put together called It's My Time. And if you go to his website, successsongs.com, and, hey, you can check out some of the other songs that he has. And at the same time, if you need a song or something that you would like for your business, he will design one for you. This was a song that he already had, and he gave me permission to use it as a theme song for Home-Based Business 101 in terms of positive outlook, positive motivation, and that's what we're talking about today in terms of a thought for the day, a thought for today, you know, positive. And it takes me back to when I first got introduced to Bob Marley. I got introduced to Bob Marley through the Rasta Mind Vibration album. And that song, you know, Rasta Mind Vibration, you know, that song, Hey, Live If You Want to Live. It's a song where Bob Marley started off saying, you know, hey, live if you want to live. You know, he said, if you get down and you quarrel every day, you're saying prayers to the devil, I say. So you just cannot live in a negative way, if you know what I mean. Hey, it's a new sign. It's a new day. I miss Bob because his music, you know, was so powerful. His music was more than music, inspiration and motivation. You understand? But that's how I first got introduced to him, was to that Rasta Mind Vibration album and that particular song within itself. I mean, you know, I say the lyrics to myself in the morning when I wake up, you know, to keep myself moving and keep myself grooving and motivated, because there's so many things I hear on a daily basis that can cause you to have a negative attitude, a negative outlook, and not thinking positive. So he says, you know, live if you want to live. Just take that right there. Live if you want to live. See, how many people really want to live? And how many people are in the blame game? What I mean by the blame game? Blaming everybody else for what's not going right in their lives. Live if you want to live. You know, because you have the power and the key to making life the way you want it to be. And so, you know, all of this is, you know, was centered in my mind this morning. And, you know, and I'm out and about, and I said, you know, I do a little short 15-minute piece today, you know, kick off with the theme song. And that's the beauty of this. Also, in terms of technology, I'm able to do this show today from my cell phone, away from my home, away from my computer, and just get a message out. Because, you know, we created a Facebook group called You Can Change Your Life in 30 Days. And, you know, we're working to get people to make more input on their things that they want to change over the next 30 days so that we can support one another. See, the key to success in living and making things happen is support groups, or as the old folks used to say, prayer circles. Because there's strength in numbers and there's strength and power in prayer and praying for one another and supporting one another. So, you know, today you just wanted to take, you know, a few minutes and just share some thoughts, some positive thoughts for today, positive thoughts for today. So, again, if you get a chance and you go on YouTube, pull up the Bob Marley piece, Rasta Mind Vibration, and just listen to the lyrics as Bob sing about live if you want to live, and just having a positive outlook and a positive attitude. And it takes me to my next point. You know, a lot of us times, you know, for those of us that are especially involved in business growth and development that are thinking with a positive outlook, we talk about think and grow rich. I mean, Napoleon Hill could have wrote a book called Think and Grow Poor. I mean, because it all starts with thoughts. I mean, as you think it. I mean, as a thing, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. You know, so, I mean, if you think and you want to grow rich, you can do that. If you think and you want to grow poor, you can do that too. See, whatever you put out in the universe is what God is going to give you. See, God doesn't discriminate. Humans discriminate, but God doesn't discriminate. If you put out there that you are nothing and a nobody. God said, well, that's how you feel? Good. I'll help you be the nothing and the nobody. If you put out there that I'm something and somebody, then God will say, hey, well, I'll help you, with being something and somebody. So it all starts and begins and ends with you. You are the master of your own faith. Hear that? Not the government, not the president. You are the master of your faith. So you gotta have positive thoughts, people. And I understand because it's rough out here, what I mean? As much as I focus on having a positive outlook, every day something happens that hits me from the blind side to try to get me to start thinking negative. So it's important to have that positive outlook. And, you want that so that you can manifest what you want to make happen in your life. I have a quote that I'm going to read as I wrap up. This, as I told you today, this was just basically a little short segment to talk about a positive thought for the day. And I'm going to read this one. I'm going to read this one and give you this positive thought for the day, and I'm going to close with a poem by a good friend, dear friend of mine. Okay, but anyway, this positive thought that I want to give you and leave you with for the day is from the Hosea, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt. And it's from the book of Ptahotep. And it goes like this. And some of you have listened to this show, you've heard me say this before, and it's so important. Think about this real deep today, y'all. Share with your friends that which you have, for that which is yours is a gift to God. Those who fail to share with their friends are shunned for having a selfish soul. Although people might plan for tomorrow, they do not know what will come to pass. But it is righteousness by which people are sustained. Therefore, if misfortune comes and you have been righteous with your friends will welcome you. Peace will not be found in a city where friends are forgotten and their needs not answered. So anything that you have, it's not yours. It's a gift from God. Share it with your friends. Don't have a selfish soul. And we didn't say share it with everybody. We said share it with your friends. A lot of times people, we misconstrue words to share it with your friends. And if you've been righteous, if misfortune comes, your friends will welcome you. And this is so true. I've seen it happen in my own lifetime. Okay. And that basically brings me to wrapping up today. And I want to wrap up today with a poem by my good friend, Pastor Charles E. Garrison, The Strength to Face the Day. And this is a powerful poem, and I'm going to close with this. The dawning of a new day has come my way, full of joy or sorrow. I know I cannot say, but whatever be the challenge, I know that if I pray, I have the power that I need and the strength to face the day. No one knows what a day will bring. It may be sunshine or it could be rain. But whatever be the problem, whatever be the pain, if I sing and if I pray, my master will give me courage and the strength to face the day. So, my friend, you too, by grace, have a brand new day, filled with joy or sorrow and hope for a brighter day. If you start out singing and never cease to pray, Almighty God will give to you the strength to face the day. Pastor Charles E. Garrison. And with that, Baba Jahi is going to say tutanana, which means till we meet again, God bless you. Thank you for taking the time from your busy schedule to listen to this message that we brought to you here today on Home-Based Business 101. And until next time, may you be blessed and may all of the desires of your heart be answered. And we just wish for you the best. Peace.